community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Our Nev and Alan. So,
here we are.
What's coming up tomorrow morning then in the Brentwood Gazette?
Well, we got a story about everyone's favourite hot subject at the minute: streetlights.
Oh.
Yeah, as we know, as we reported on Front Page a number of months ago, the streetlights are off in Brentwood now.
Yes.
The majority of Brentwood, between midnight and 5 o'clock in the morning.
And it is a bit iffy. I sit in my front room, all the lights go out, and it's like, pew, like that. I'll get up, turn the lights off, it's pitch black.
12 o'clock, so a tiny little click, isn't it, here? A little click and boom, you're in darkness.
That's the end of that.
So, yes, like we said, some have been left on. The high street's still lit. Some of the main roads have still got lights left on.
And this is one of those things. Well, ever since the lights have gone out,
The
number of calls to our newspaper of people saying that they've been burgled and they believe it's because of the lights going out.
Yeah.
Whether that's coincidental, whether they would have been burgled with the lights on or off, and because something I've got, there's like a scapegoat, there's a reason for people to hang it on.
You do jump to that conclusion though,
well,
don't you?
It's a rational conclusion
it
to
is,
come to.
Yes.
Sorry, Alan, you were...
The front page this week is the next step forward from streetlights, really. There has been... Well, basically, the streetlights have been put back on in one area of Pilgrim's Hatch. I say one area, it's four roads in total. The lights are back on until near the end of the month, after Essex Police asked for them to be put back on following a spike in burglaries in this particular area.
That's strange.
So,
very strange.
Yeah.
So it's just the four roads.
It's four roads. Crow Green Road, Catherine Close, Hatch Road and Crow Green Lane. They are back with light overnight.
Call me an old fuddy-duddy, if you will, but surely that's, if you're a burglar and the lights are on in those four roads, you'd just go and do another four roads.
Yeah, you'd think so.
That's it, isn't
but the
it?
But the police have said quite explicitly that they've while there has been a spike in burglaries, they have not asked for the lights to go on because of the burglaries, but in order to reassure the public.
Hang on. Let me get my head around this properly. So we're talking about pacifying people that are getting angry because the lights are off. So turn them on, but it's got nothing to do with the burglaries.
Absolutely nothing. In actual fact, we're sort of explicitly told not to link them. We of course have. But,
yeah,
you know, that's because we're newspapers and we tend to do kind of things that upset people all the time.
It's a natural assumption, though.
Of course,
it's a natural assumption.
Yeah. So it's a funny one, really, isn't it? But we, you know, as a newspaper. The number of calls we had really did, there was a spike, shall we say, in the number of calls that we received straight after the switch off. And we've done quite a few stories, haven't we?
We haven't, they've been steady as well. It's not just been one week we've had five calls about burglaries, for example. They've just steadily come in. Obviously, we've tried not to run a story every single week about a person being burgled, just because we'd end up repeating ourselves. But we've just found that we've had a steady flow. And then when we were doing the story this week, we had quite a list.
I can imagine you did, to be honest with you. It doesn't surprise me. None of this surprises me.
No, I know.
But what does surprise me is that they've only turned the lights on in those four streets or whatever the streets were.
Four streets, that's right.
What you know, that doesn't seem very logical assumption to me if there is a spike.
I know, and the big danger is that, is that this front page, in brackets hopefully, will sort of be a bit of a bomb really on, people will sit and go, oh, hang on a minute, well, what about my road? Why can't we have the lights on my road? So
yeah,
it actually might
create
a bit of anger and frustration among people, and hopefully get them caught getting in touch with us and sharing their views. But you know, it does sort of, you can't avoid the thing. And if they put the lights on in one area, you're suddenly going to get people saying, well, what about us?
Yeah, that's right.
They're just going to be going to their police officer. They're going to be going to the police, aren't they? Saying, look, you've done it in this area. Can we push for this area as well?
It doesn't seem like a very logical move to me at all. And why for only a month as well? What's that about?
They want to do it for a month to see what happens, really. It's for public reassurance they put these lights back on. They want to reassure the public, and then perhaps after a month's time, if the number of burglaries and kind of incidents in these four roads are down, they feel they can turn them off again.
Yeah, I mean, you look, it'll get to a ridiculous stage where you look at Brentwood from above at night, and there'll be various areas flashing on and off like a sort of like an arena when you've got loads of flashes going off when you see a sort of someone on the stage. It'll just be sort of, you know, just flashing all over the place with some lights on, then they're off, then they're on. You know, it's going to be completely bizarre. The changing landscape at night of Brentwood.
Analysing what's actually happened here, though, if I was in charge of this personally, and I had a spate of burglaries within a particular area, so I knew that was a hot spot when the lights were off, I would say, put the lights on in that area.
Yeah.
In those roads, put the lights on to see whether the burglaries dip. And if the burglaries dip, then we know it's because the lights were off. So perhaps, and I'm not saying they are, this is just my assumption, perhaps they're just using these four roads as the guinea pig roads.
Could be.
Possibly. Although I think from the research that the reporters have done this week, this is one of actually the first times that the police have asked for lights to get back on since this whole lights out scheme was rolled out across Essex. I mean, that dates back to a good year ago. It's a while, isn't it, now, since it was first trialled over in Maldon and Uttlesford, I think, were the first two districts to actually have it trialled.
They haven't seen a massive change in
have they? No, and Chelmsford, obviously, I don't think has either, has it?
Yeah, I mean, as I say, I think it may well be the case that people are putting two and two together.
Yeah.
And coming up with five, maybe, but I suppose it is a convenient scapegoat at the moment. But you know, even when the lights were out, were we getting many phone calls about burglaries when they were on? No, we weren't really.
No, no,
we weren't at all.
It's a logical assumption to jump to. If you get burgled and you've never been burgled before, and the only thing that's happened is it's gone dark outside, you would automatically jump to that conclusion.
So it's either bad luck, or there is actually some kind of
something going on. But I feel quite happy that the police are keeping their eye on it. It makes me feel.
Do you feel reassured?
Much more reassured that they're actually looking at the figures and keeping their eye on what's actually going on now.
Would you feel more reassured if you lived in one of those particular roads?
Had I been burgled, I don't think it's like locking the stable door after the horse has bolted, has it?
Yeah.
Really? But had I been burgled, it would go, oh, they're listening. Someone is actually listening, instead of what you're saying falling on deaf.
So it would reassure you that's what police have set out.
Yeah, that's really, isn't it?
Maybe what they should do is they should kick them all off and just randomly turn them on, see if they can spot any burglars. What are you doing?
Da-da, gotcha! Gotcha! Oh, sorry. No, you got the key. It's all right. No, it's all right.
Yeah.
Or walk around with shotguns. That's another thing.
That's a different.
That's a completely different rule. And there's a whole bundle of nonsense kind of come out of there. But no, I was joking about the shotguns, by the way.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, don't.
Yes, it does reassure you slightly that the police are actually looking at these figures and they're keeping an eye on the area. But in the other hand, you just go, oh, just leave the lights on, for heaven's sake.
I know, and I just...
They've been on forever and a day, ever since I was little. We've always had street lights, and now all of a sudden there aren't any street lights. It doesn't feel natural. It still doesn't feel natural now. It feels like you live in the countryside somewhere where there isn't any electricity.
Mm. But of course, a lot of the areas around here are like that. A lot of them are countryside areas.
Some of them are like.
Yeah.
But we don't get any, you know, this is the county council saving money on their electricity bill, but what, you know, what benefits do we get? We lose the lights.
Yes.
And we're in real terms paying the same amount in council tax.
But is it that we would lose benefits if they didn't turn the lights off?
Who knows?
That's a reasonable question. Every council's had reduced budget, so you know they're trying to balance the books. That is a fair thing.
When they was talking about turning the lights off, we worked out that it was £900,000 a year or something like that they're going to be saving by doing this, which is a lot of money. That's not to be sneezed at.
But across the whole of Essex, though, that's spread quite wide. And, you know, this is county council's budget. It's, you know. Is it into the billions, or is it certainly into the hundreds of millions every year? So I mean, it's a vast budget. So I don't know. I just feel like we sort of, once again, this is something else that we seem to be paying money for and sort of lose out. And you know, if we were really really big on the green agenda, I think there were probably other ways that we could probably tackle that rather than this. But I think it's a positive move. as a trial period. The question is, what happens afterwards?
Yes, that's
and,
the next
and,
thing.
And then if it does prove that there's a reduction in burglaries, or if the public are reassured, how reassured are they going to be when the lights go back out again, when they're waiting to be burgled again? Then every single time something's happens, every time there's a bit of antisocial behaviour or something, well, you've got the scapegoat again there. It's, oh, well, the lights were off. It was fine for 4 weeks, and now we're back to having troubles again. So,
it was an
interesting move by the police to actually do this, because you're kind of playing into the hands of the residents here and into the fears of the residents, because you're almost confirming their fears and at the same time testing them.
I think it's they're using it as a, it's just my personal opinion, they're using it as a guinea pig area.
And I think we're going to see pretty soon at the paper that we're going to find lots of other roads or smaller communities that feel they've been targeted by burglars.
Yeah.
Who are suddenly going to come out of the woodwork and say, hey, look, we've had 5 people in this street have been burgled in the last month. Why aren't our lights back on? I think we're going to be hearing it more
states.
And even long roads, I'm not talking like little cul-de-sacs, but like perhaps the bigger roads, that people are going to come forwards and they're going to talk to us now as well.
Sure. I mean, is there no way they can actually... I know they use soda lamps, don't they? That's why they start off a different colour in the lights. Is there no way they can replace these with LEDs? Are they... Well, draw less electricity in?
Well, perhaps. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, and, you know, call me a cynic, if we end up seeing kind of community light projects where people actually in a street stop, you know, funding their own private LED lights, sort of just so they've got some lights in there. Because I think people are going to want them eventually. If this, you know, let's say this is quite a dangerous experiment in a way, because you know, what are you going to do as a result of it? You know, are you going to act upon it, or are you going to say, well, we've put them on, we've reassured the public, and back to normal again until the next time.
We don't know what's going to actually come out of this, do we?
We'll keep an eye on it, though.
I mean,
it appears he was down the road an hour or so. He stumbled across plenty of burglary victims. We'll be in touch with them again. See what happens after a month, really. And follow it up nicely.
Well, keep us informed next week, fellas, as to what comes out of this, because I dare say you'll have a few phone calls over this front page, to be honest with you.
Phone calls, emails and letters, just what we love.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.